Thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the Gospels, Luke chapter 13, verses 22 through 25. Let me read that and then make some comments. Then Jesus went through the towns and villages teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?" And he said to them, "Make every effort to enter the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, 'Sir, open the door for us.' But he will answer, 'I don't know you or where you come from.'" So this man came to Jesus with a question, an important question about eternity. The man had listened to Jesus teach and maybe witnessed a miracle or two. But his question focused on the future, the long term, the eternal. He asked, "Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?" The man wanted a number, a percentage. Was the eternal group going to be small or large, inclusive or exclusive? Inherent in the question was a more personal inquiry. The man wanted to know if he was going to be in a group. Jesus did not give a number or size. Instead, he described the entrance into eternal life with the illustration of a narrow door. Jesus explained that the way to God was like going through a tight opening and allowing one entry at a time. The call into eternity would not be for entire families, churches, or friend groups. Each individual has to make a personal decision regarding this entrance. In John's Gospel, Jesus explained that he was the narrow door, the only way to have an eternal relationship with God. The question is not how many will be saved. The question is, will you be saved? If you'd like to enter into an eternal relationship with God through Jesus, I'm going to read this guiding prayer. Simply praying this prayer will not save you. Salvation is yours when you make this prayer your own, with the true desire to know Jesus as your Savior. So please follow along if this is your desire. Lord Jesus, I desire to enter the narrow door provided by your death on the cross. I am a sinner and cannot pay the penalty for my sins. But you paid the penalty for my sins on the cross. I trust in you as the only way to heaven. I ask you to forgive my sins, renew my heart, and give me the power of your Holy Spirit to follow hard after you. I pray in your name. Amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer or you'd like more information about what it means to follow hard after Jesus, email us at prayer@ronmore.org. That's prayer@ronmore.org.